Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Moose, a confident and compulsive hopeless romantic who is born to entertain.
This is a perfect example of me letting loose. I wake up at 3:45 every morning. I worked 55 hours last week.
Oh, God.
I mean, I worked 25 hours last week.
Sure.
Breezy, a kind-hearted, semi-responsible 20-something who always wants to be the center of attention.
You're so wrong. You've never been more wrong in your entire life. Sorry.
The number one hit music station, 98PXY. Yeah.
You know, I was in my office yesterday, had my feet up on my desk, looking out my window view, the city, no big deal. Anyways, this story.
You don't have an office. You literally don't have an office here.
Beautiful office, my own phone. This story comes in on my desk.
The handicap stall in the men's bathroom does not qualify as your office.
And this story catches my eye. And usually I stop everything I'm doing to read a good story. And this one was a story of a woman who finally passed her driver's test after 960 attempts.
Nearly 1,000 tries, and she's like, finally!
$13,000 later. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I'm all about persistence.
Yeah.
And not giving up.
Definitely.
But I feel like after maybe her even 50th attempt, they would have been like, you know, you're a liability. I think you're done here.
Yeah, something's wrong. And like, at what point does she just turn it into a bit? And she's like, this is so funny. Carpool karaoke with me, Betsy.
You're just not meant to be on the road.
Popping off.
And not everyone is meant to do everything in life. And that's okay. Nope. She didn't give up. She kept on keeping on. And on her 961 try, she passed her road test.
We love a nice push.
She's
through.
She's 69 years old. She tried for 3 years straight, 5 days a week. Got to hand it to her. Mm-hmm. She was persistent.
Mm-hmm.
$13,000 later.
Definitely. It got me thinking when you shared this story about, you know, failing your road test or learning how to drive. It got me thinking about my own experiences, and then it got me thinking about our listeners and what their experiences were, because I feel like we all have a really good...
It's about time you start thinking about the listeners. We are doing a show for them, not you, so...
Not me bleeding for the city on a daily basis. So it got me thinking, like, we all have a good learning how to drive story. We have to. If you don't, and you just kind of... Waltzed on past your first time and was perfect at parallel parking. You're an alien and I don't trust you.
Who passes their road test on their first attempt?
Right.
Took me 3 tries, almost 4.
Mm-hmm.
I had to plead with the poor guy.
Come right.
On, give it to me.
So I was thinking.
He's like, take your pants off. I'll pass you. I was like, okay, all right, I can't do that.
Never not taking it too far. Never not taking it too far. And I know you did too. So I was thinking, when I started driving or learning how to drive, I learned how to drive in my mother's Town and Country minivan.
Me too.
Chrysler.
Yeah, minivan.
Of course. And she would take us to the Zion Church parking lot.
Yeah.
And we would cruise it. Me and my best friend Maddie, she would teach us how to drive. And those are some core memories. And that was when we were like 14, 15 years old. We would just go to the parking lot and drive around with her. And we had so much fun. And then once it got closer to me actually getting my license at 16, my parents sat me down and they're like, we're going to help you buy your first car. We'll go halvesies on it with you.
Mm-hmm.
Only if it's a stick shift. You have to drive a stick shift for your first car.
Why?
And I was like, driving a stick shift. That, first of all, that sounds like a lot of admin. Second of all, I don't know if I'm qualified. What am I, Jeff Gordon? So they're like, we don't want you texting and driving. You need to focus, because I have ADHD, undiagnosed, but basically yeah. I have ADHD.
And it was way harder to text and drive back then, because you had to hit every single number a couple times.
And after. You had to shift, and you had to do the clutch, and it was a lot of admin.
You had to go through your CD album, and look at MapQuest.
I had to put my makeup on. There was just a lot. So I was like, okay, I don't even know if they make those anymore. They are basically looking at me like, you're going to learn to drive a horse and buggy before we put you on the road.
This is actually probably why they wanted you to drive stick, so you can just focus on the road.
Well, that was the whole idea behind it.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So we find a stick shift. We find a cute little black Toyota Yaris on the side of the road. And my parents bought it for $8,000. And then I gave them the $4,000 back. And... The Yaris. It got 45 to the gallon.
That is incredible.
I know.
It's like
it
little.
Was basically a hybrid.
It's a mini fridge on wheels.
Literally. Not me driving a smart car. Not me driving a go-kart. So I learned how to drive. I had to learn how to drive once, and then I had to learn how to drive a second time. And I'm learning how to drive stick shift, and I will never forget this as long as I live. We are driving, and I had my car long before I got my license because I had to learn how to drive stick shift. So I have my permit and we're driving. We're coming home. It's my mom, my dad, and my grandma in the back seat. Mm-hmm. And we're going up this massive hill. And I stall out on the hill, basically Mount Everest. I don't know what to do.
So you panicked. You freaked out.
Panicked. Now we're rolling backwards.
Oh, can't do that.
My grandma's in the back, clenching her rosary beads, screaming Hail Marys. I'm like, I don't know what to do. She's like, stay calm. You have to start back in first. You have to clutch it out. You have to get us out of the situation. And I popped the clutch like four times, sweating, panicking, couldn't even shift. My hands were so clammy. I finally got us out of the situation, but I'm telling you. There's nothing like learning how to drive not only a car that's basically foreign at this point, with your mother, with your grandmother. Grandma's in the back like, this is the way I go out. I swear to God, Brianna.
Foot up on the back seat.
Literally.
Hand on the window.
And I'm just panic stricken. So that was a core memory that was just burned into my head.
I love that you and I both learned to drive in minivans.
Literally.
Because that was it. I mean, that's what I had to take.
Driving a school bus.
Road test in was a purple Ford Windstar minivan.
Yeah.
It looked like an eggplant on wheels. And I had to pick up my girlfriend in that car to take her to the Regal Cinema in Greece. She's like, this is nice. I was like, no, it's not. It's not. I was like, it's a car. But it's like the first time I ever went on a date was in this purple Ford minivan, and it was just, I was so embarrassed. But when you first get your license, you don't care what you're driving. You feel cool. I rolled my windows down. I was jamming out to 98 PXY. I was putting cassette tapes in.
It's such a weird feeling, and I know anybody listening right now, if you bring yourself mentally back to that day or that space or that time, you just feel this overwhelming sense of freedom that I don't know if you'll ever feel again in your life. It is the wildest thing. I got my license after the fifth try, went to a hockey game after a local hockey game at the high school. And I was like, my parents were like, are you good to go? I'm like, I'm good to go.
Yeah.
And I just sent it. I absolutely just sent it. So I love it. I absolutely love to see it. We got some texts coming in. People, oh my God, I know that feeling like it was yesterday. Maybe it's because I passed my road test yesterday. Congratulations.
Hey, all right. Who passed the road test yesterday?
Where's their name?
Sheena. All right, Sheena. Congratulations.
Sheena. Yeah. It was fun. It was good.
Yeah, first car I ever got, Chevy Blazer. 212,000 miles on it. And then I totaled it in the radio station garage. You know why? Because I was looking at my cell phone and I hit a pole head on and the tires went bloop.
going 5 miles per hour.
Five, exactly.
It really totaled was, it.
Totaled it 5 miles an hour.
Not having you on the show is like eating a plate with no hot sauce. Wait, people do that? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98PXY.
98PXY, the number one hit music station, funnest show in Rochester. Right here. You got it right here. Moose and Breezy. I want to talk about what's going on April 22nd. Let's touch on this. It's in the Rock, at Comedy at the Carlson. It's officially the 13th annual Bachelor Auction.
It's like the most fun event you'll ever go to in this city. I'm telling you right now.
It's going to be, I don't even know how to put it into words.
Electric. It's going to be absolutely positively electric. It's going to be so fun. Honestly, vibes are going to be up. If you've ever been to this event, you know how fun it truly is. And if you haven't, you need to come experience it for yourself.
This is the cancer support community at Gilda's Club Rochester. They've been doing this auction for quite some time. Now, if you're looking for an excuse to get back in the dating game, meet someone new.
This is it.
Or you and your friends are just looking for a fun night out, then come join me and Breezy. We're going to be hosting the event, and we're going to be auctioning off 28 of Rochester's most eligible bachelors, including myself. All the proceeds benefit the free programming at Cancer Support Community Rochester. It all stays local. Very simple. The highest bidder wins. You got to be 21 and over. Mm-hmm. General happy hour is going to be from 7 to 8. There's also VIP tickets you can buy. The auction itself begins at 8 p.m. And then leading up to this event,
there's so many other fun branch-off events
that
you need to come to.
One of them will be tomorrow night at Tin Cup Social in Fairport. Myself, along with a handful of the other bachelors, are going to be guest bartending.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be slinging drinks.
Slinging it.
And this is
and you know we love Tin Cup, obviously.
Yeah, we got a history there, don't we?
Sure do.
So you can come tomorrow. This event starts at 6 p.m. You can come say hi. Would love to meet you.
You're going to be slinging drinks with a bunch of other bachelors.
There's going to be...
Big Lair's going to be there.
Six of us, yeah.
Yeah. It's a whole thing. And the best part about this is you guys are going to get the opportunity to meet some of these bachelors before you go and see them live on stage at Comedy at the Carlson. We're going to have a ton of them in here on the show to kind of sell themselves, tell their story, things of that nature, to get a little more comfortable with the crowd. And then they're ramped and ready to go by April 22nd when they actually run, like, take the catwalk for the first time.
Starting this Friday, we're going to have about 2 to 3 bachelors come in live on the air, introduce themselves, tell a lot of the ladies who they are, what they're all about, sell themselves. And we're going to do that every Friday leading up until the event, which is that Saturday, the 22nd of April, my beautiful mother's birthday. Mm-hmm. Not sure whether she's coming to the event or not yet.
She better be there. She better bid on you, too.
No, please. But aside from Tin Cup tomorrow night, we also have your people at Spoke.
Another event. Yes, there's just so many events. So much. How can I even begin? So next Friday, April 7th, at 5:30, the Bachelor Ride is taking place at Spoke Cycle and Fitness downtown at the Culver Road Armory. And this is going to be electric as well. Vibes are going to be absolutely immaculate because we have 3 bachelors that are going to be riding, co-riding with an instructor. So, Moose, you're going to be with Natalie, and that's one of the instructors at Spoke.
I know,
you're going to be
Natalie.
Hitting the podium with her.
Yep.
And they're going to be showing their stuff. How it's going to work is each bachelor is going to ride with an instructor for like about 3 songs, and then they're going to do it that way. You can come to this ride. You can buy tickets right now at spokecycleandfitness.com/events. And it's only $20. All the proceeds go to Cancer Support Community Rochester. That's the best part about the Gildas Club Bachelor Auction is there's so many fun events that lead up to the even more fun event.
I know.
That, like, there's just so much fun to be had.
I know. And even on their Instagram page, I'm looking at all the bachelors right now. You can go see for yourself. This is at CSC Rock Bachelors. This is on Instagram. And some of these guys, they all tells you what they do for a living. Let's look at Anthony. Anthony is a chef at Next Door Bar and Grill.
Nice.
When he's not slinging dishes out of the kitchen, You'll find this gamer at Millennial Games and hanging out with friends. Anthony's an ideal date. Guy can cook. He's good looking. He knows how to talk to the ladies. And then one of the dudes that I believe will be with me tomorrow night at Tin Cup Social, slinging drinks as a guest bartender, is Casey.
Mm-hmm. And he's also riding with you at the ride.
Yep, he's going to be at the ride too. It's Spoke. And he's an experienced yogi. He works as the director of pharmacy at Rochester Regional Health and enjoys all things Sunday brunch.
Wow.
This could be your soulmate, ladies.
I love this it. Could be your I'm soulmate. Literally looking through all the bachelors right now. Big Lair's up there, Lair Bear.
The reason this event this year is so great is because there's somebody for everybody.
Right.
We have bachelors ranging from 23 years old all the way to 64.
It's amazing. It's iconic. And you guys can come and have a good time. And the best part about it is we want to meet you as well. So we're going to be there on scene, obviously, because we're hosting. And if you guys come, we'll definitely get to mingle with you a little bit. You'll get to mingle with the bachelors. There's also a Buffalo Bills player coming that you can grab a VIP meet and greet with, a happy hour beforehand. So listen, all the fun to be had. You can grab your tickets.
Where can they purchase tickets?
So you can go to cscrochester.org.
Okay.
And all the ticket is up there. All the info's up there. You can do tickets. You can do the VIP happy hour and so much more. But guys, I'm telling you right now, even if you can't come to the event, maybe coming to one of the events leading up to, just showing some support. Such a great cause. So much fun. And it just goes to show, like, you don't have to take yourself too seriously. You really don't.
I mean, God, you know what I mean? God knows we're not. We're hosting this event. This is going to turn into a stand-up comedy special.
Obviously.
Now, considering we're already talking about this, I might as well throw it out there. Each bachelor is responsible for raising $1,000. Mm-hmm. That's our goal. If you want to help...
How close are you?
So I'm at about the $600 range. Have up until about April 22nd. Till the event starts to hit that $1,000 goal. If you go to my Instagram, I have a link in my bio where you can donate. Mm-hmm. You can also go to
CSCRochester.org.
You can buy your tickets there, but also pick the bachelor that you want to
donate to.
My Instagram is HiMoose. Breezy has things up there too at Breezy On Air.
Yeah.
Where we're going to have links. I'm going to put a link up today of where you can actually purchase a ticket if you want to show up to the event.
Because there's on,
VIP tickets as right. well you can buy.
Also on our Instagram at 90PXY Rochester. Ton of stuff up there as well. We want to thank you guys so much for your participation in this. And if you've already participated, if you plan on participating, I know people are texting in saying, hey, I'm going to be betting there on Moose. Okay. Perfect. Love it. Whatever. It doesn't matter. As long as the money...
Literally bleed for this city.
As long as the money's coming in, I literally don't care how it gets here. Thank you.
The Odyssey app. Wherever you go. Listen to and favorite 98PXY plus hundreds of exclusive stations like Pop New Arrivals. New songs from the artist you love and artists you haven't even met yet. Search Pop New Arrivals on the Odyssey app to listen. Talking. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
I don't know what it is about today, but by the looks of things on the text line, people got a lot to say. You got an unpopular opinion, need to get something off your chest, cool, by all means, 585-252-9800.
Let us be your sounding board.
There I Said It.
Hello.
Hi, Deanna.
Sup, queen?
She says, are there any other women out there who find convicts in prison completely sexy? I do. There I said it. All right.
There's a whole show over that about that, Deanna. It's called Love After Lockup, and you should definitely write in.
Say what?
So good.
Kelly texting in for There I Said It. People who hate cats clearly have issues with women. There I said it. Well, I hate cats. I don't have issues with women.
I hate cats, and I also don't have issues with women.
No, you love women Ew. More than me.
So true. We have Heather coming in hot. She said, "Hey, Moose and Breezy, showering at the beginning of the day is a waste and completely unhygienic. There, I said it. It makes no sense to shower in the morning while you spend your whole day sweating and getting dirty, and then climbing into your bed covered in filth, sleeping the night away.
Why wouldn't you take a shower again before you got into bed?
Why would you shower twice?
What are you talking about? No, I shower every night and every single morning.
It's really weird.
It's not.
It's really weird.
It's just lazy. Why would you wash the dishes? They're just going to get dirty again. See what I'm saying? Doesn't make any sense.
It's really not a great analogy.
I don't agree with
really
it.
Really not a great analogy.
Is there more to this?
Some more what?
I'm upset. Are you done with her text?
I'm good.
Okay, great. I'm 100% done. Not me being triggered. I'm 100% done with these ridiculous face filters on social media.
Garbage.
Some of these filters make some of these women's faces look so phony.
Yeah.
Really? Your eyes are that huge? It's like, come on. You look like a doll dipped in hot plastic. It's just, it's weird.
It's
and no
very
one's
weird.
Buying it. And what really upsets me is then they start putting filters on their kids who aren't even teenagers yet. I got a friend who does it. It's like nothing says my kid is ugly more than having to use a face filter on every photo before posting it. Please stop doing that. There, I said it.
Wow. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally fine this morning. Totally fine. Christy's on the phone. What's up? What's up, Christy?
Hey, Breezy.
What?
So you don't know me, but I'm really glad that I was able to get through to you this morning because
I'm a very busy lady.
So for a while.
Very busy.
Very busy lady. But I'm back from making my protein shake. What's up?
Well, I listen to you all the time, and to be honest, like, I just thought I would call to tell you that I think you need to be more responsible with your money.
Okay.
No, I agree with that 100%.
First of all, ma'am.
Why are you saying that?
Tell me more.
Well,
this is going to be a good call.
I've been listening to you for a while, and like, I'm one of probably many women that listen to you, and we all look up to you, and, you know, we take your advice when you give advice and stuff on the radio, but it's, like, kind of hard to, like, make sense of the fact that, you take these trips to the Bahamas, and you're talking about, like, taking your girlfriend away for, like, the weekend, and dishing out money for weekend getaways, a little spin class, and therapy, eating out at fancy restaurants, and I don't know. I just think it's upsetting because on one hand you say all that, but then we have to sit here and listen. You know, you've been complaining about having no money like all the time, and it's been excessive as of recent.
Oh, wow. That's a good point.
Wow, Christy. Well, shots are fired this Wednesday morning. Well, here's the thing. I will take this and I will, you know, give you my response here. For the more recent complaints about money, it's not that I don't have the money. It's that I don't have a debit card. So therefore, I don't have any money because I don't have access to a debit card. So right now, I am living well below the poverty line when it comes to going out because I don't have access to a bank account. So that is tough for
me. Okay, wait a second. Wait a second, Breezy. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, don't you think that it's your fault that you don't have a credit card or a debit? I mean, why? Why don't you have a debit card? Who doesn't have a debit card?
My debit card got hacked. Thank you very much. Not you, victim blaming. and the credit card I actually don't have because I'm so responsible with money that I don't want to ever get myself in credit card debt. And therefore,
because you don't have credit. Let's be real, Breezy. Based on your history, you probably can't get a credit card, right?
Probably not. No. Hey, Christy, let me ask you something just out of curiosity, because I'm sitting back here laughing because this is extremely humorous for me. Why does this affect you?
Yeah,
so much?
It sounds like you're a little jealous, if I'm being honest. No, and also, not for nothing, I haven't gone to the Bahamas yet, but I will be going.
Hold on. Let me hear from Christy. Why does this affect you?
Because to me, I'm like, I'm listening to her and I'm just like, how does she not see that? Like, it clashes. It's like on one hand, she's talking about doing all these lavish things, But then on the next hand, she's like, well, I have no money, and the debit card thing. And it's just, it does it, it almost, to be honest, Breezy, like it's taking away from the validity of your show.
Because
it's
is she really
going on these trips?
Well, that's
or is she really broke? Like, what's the real Breezy?
Christy, time out. Time on the play. How many kids do you have?
I don't have children.
She doesn't have any children.
How good are you with money, Christy? How many times do you spend things that you want to spend it on?
Good enough that I don't have children. I'm preparing for my financial future.
I love that for you. We have different financial goals. And also, not for nothing, I am very good with money. My father is a financial advisor, so I've learned from simply the best. And I work my ass off. I work 3 jobs to make sure that I can afford this lavish lifestyle. And me bitching about money is that of a bit, because I don't spend money on things that I don't want to spend money on. If someone hits me up for $20, I'm not giving them $20. Like my clown of a co-host across from me that would just shell out money to any Joe Schmo that asked. Are you just giving out money?
Well, like Chris said,
I think I have a big heart.
But no one said you didn't, Moose.
These are some of the things that you should be saying on wants to hear, because we can relate to what you just said.
All right, we gotta wrap this up, ladies. You know, like, this has been extremely humorous for me.
4 years that I've sat in this chair on this show, I have done nothing but talk about how hardworking, compassionate, and dedicated I am to not only this job, but my 5 other jobs that I have. And I am just absolutely appalled that you, out of all people, are coming for me. If you want to go to dinner with me, baby, just say it.
Yeah, I mean, Chrissy, most of her money is going towards French onion soup.
If anything, I'm a charity. I'm literally doing charity work.
I think you should talk more about your charity work.
Because, like I said,
you've got women that look up to you, myself included. I'm really not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to call you out because it's getting, like, painfully obvious.
Not trying to be mean, but calling me out. Sure.
All right. Great platform. You got to utilize it.
Breezy, you know, that's what friends are for.
Listen,
right?
I will take you to dinner whenever you want to go. All you had to do was ask. Let's just approach it differently next time. Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully there will be a next time. Hopefully tomorrow. Christy, any last words? You want to say goodbye to Breezy?
Well, I'm just wondering, like, am I going to have to pay for this dinner that she and I are going to attend?
That's how I am so financially savvy. I just make other people pay for it.
Thanks for the call, Christy. This was awesome.
Is this your there? Well, why did you call?
To get this all off my chest. I said it.
So happy for you, Christy. So happy for you.
Okay, thank you. Bye. Well, we get that over with.
That was painful.
Lot of heated people calling in. Let's go to the phones. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hello. Hello.
Hold on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
I just have a message for the girl that just called in to attack Breezy for literally no reason. It sounds like she's a total hater. But
Hold on a second. What is your name?
This is Airport Drop Off.
Airport Drop Off.
Is this Ashley?
This is Ashley.
Is this my
Hi, Breezy.
Is this
Hi,
my ex girlfriend Ashley?
No one's talking about you right now, Moose. What's up, Ash?
Yeah, well, this is not about you for once. Let's go back to Breezy here, okay? I would love if that girl would. I want her to send in her bank statements because she's so good with money. And I want her to know why she's hating on Breezy, because Breezy's living her life. You work hard. You do what you want. Why are you hating, girlfriend?
Why are you hating from the club when you can't even get in? There I said it.
Do you guys want...
There I said it.
Do you want a guy's perspective on this?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, you have to speak?
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, no, okay. I do want to hear it.
Okay. Yeah. What do you need to say, Moose?
Bye, Ash. It was great. It was great talking to you.
What do you need to say, Moose? Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say.
Well, I just wanted to say, like, I feel like Christy had kind of a point where she was
Did
coming
she?
From. Yeah. I don't think that right now you're at a point where you can get a credit card because you don't have much credit established.
Sure.
You know, and I know you're working on it. However, I feel like because there's a lot of women out there listening to you, you should really just take some more responsibility with how you use your money.
Sure. You're one to talk when you're literally sending thousands of dollars to a Nigerian prince every other day. Bye.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.